Yo. Soft words and harsh truths. You got issues, I got issues, we all do. So free yourself, a safe space for your concerns. We got things to learn, habits to unlearn. Always deconstructing and reconstructing. Can you see the beauty that's in destruction? If there's an end, a new beginning's coming. Nothing comes easy, does it? You gotta really want it. Soft words and harsh truths. You got issues, I got issues, we all do.
You don't represent me. Those are the words that I've been carrying around in my head for the last 2 weeks. I sat in these lives on Instagram. I watched these people interact, and I was appalled. You do not represent me. What you're saying doesn't make sense to me. Why would you carry around these types of feelings? It seems counterproductive to the messages you're sending. It's because I was still caught up in myself. Still trying to find a balance in my own life. Because I've been free-falling for so long. Just recently, I was able to find the confidence to say out loud that I don't know what I'm doing. I had to place aside my pride and look somebody in the eyes and say, I really need help. I'm in over my head and I'm overwhelmed. To get there, though, I had to go through what felt like a daunting process. An isolated process. But I wasn't alone. I had something unique this time that I hadn't had before. And that was somebody that sat on my counsel. Not to provide advice, not to give me any kind of direction. They genuinely just wanted to be there to ensure if the dark got too scary, I had a handhold. I have a hard time trusting in other people because I've watched them leave my entire life. That's the way I saw it, though. I saw it as them leaving, not recognizing that it was actually me growing. Their particular part in my story had come to a conclusion. Whatever important piece was necessary for my character development had run its course. Something I can appreciate today, sitting here, sharing it right now. Not at the time I was experiencing it, though. It really invoked a feeling of abandonment. An opportunity for me to create a narrative that I didn't matter to anybody. To believe it for so many years. Because it was easier to hide behind blaming others than to take accountability for myself. After my dad looked me in the eyes and told me he had no children, I stopped believing in love, yet I continued to chase it. I developed a mask that had the ability to change based upon the crowd I was in. And some days I was a Latina. Some days I hung with the Black kids. Some days I was with the Caucasian kids, it just didn't matter as long as I wasn't alone. That's where the concept of being friends with the kid who didn't have friends came from when my children went to school. I never wanted another child to feel what I felt growing up. And instead of owning it, I put a fancy color bow on it because that was easier to talk about. I've had to do a lot of hindsight thinking. And this time I've started writing it down. Because I'll start having these long monologues in my head, and they do no good in my head if I don't have the ability to share them. Because I know they're important, albeit only to me in my current environment. There may be something strong in there for somebody else. A voice that is gentle enough to console, yet also has the ability to hold accountability. It's really important to me to stay true to myself. And that meant humbling myself enough to ask another woman for help. Real help. The kind of help that's not going to let me hem and haw and circumnavigate and manipulate with the amazing ability of word salad that I could provide. Yet, even though I've accepted the teaching, I appreciate the ability for them to understand my pushback. I can see where I have weaknesses, and I want to work on those. I want to be a better woman. And I really was never taught how to be one. I don't blame anybody. This is not an attack character or to say somebody didn't do the job that they did, they were supposed to do when I was growing up, because they did. I learned my life out of order. I woke up one day and realized I had been asleep for about 3 decades. I hid behind what was expected of me. It was easier. There was no way I could fail because you set the goal. And as long as I met that goal, then hey, I was in it to win it, right? Except I wasn't. I have always managed to be very cunning, to skirt just by the skirt of my, the whatever of my pants, to avoid true trouble. And I took it for granted, almost in a braggadocious way. Untouchable. Except at that time, I didn't realize that my lesson was never that. My lesson was learning how to appreciate people and not take them for granted the way that I had been. I'm the person making the money. I'm in control. I never allowed the man to step into that position. Not for me. And they were comfortable with that. Content with the little life that we created. Until I grew tired of it and started my plans to escape. I have written all of these pages and it doesn't matter. What about my detail is important? My quest to find relatability, to somehow gain favor where I didn't have it before? No, I don't want that. I want an organic connection. I want to live my life, because my life is the only life that matters to me. I would love to share audience with the many, many people, though, to learn how they survived up until today, to recognize that we all come with different experiences, and it's within those experiences that form our character. Yet those with the strongest character are those that are constantly evolving, constantly changing, expanding, rising, falling. Because you can't have valid character. I can't, in my understanding, trust you as a leader if you don't tell me how you failed. I want to know it all. Your wealth is a shield, a deflection, not a true capture of who you are. What do you do when the check goes away? Do you have the ability to hustle? Do you have the ability to ensure that you are taken care of? Then by extension, taking care of those that you've chosen to be responsible over? Or are you one that wants to sit there and blame everybody else because it's their fault your life is hard? It's their fault that you're where you're at because nobody is there for you. Nobody is helping you the way that you feel you need to be helped. Get over it. That's a victim mindset. Nobody owes any of us anything. We just trust that there are those that care and are considerate enough to reciprocate the energy that we're putting out. No matter how much I love somebody, if they don't reciprocate that, that's not a reflection of me. My character cannot be moved by the actions of others, and I want to remain within integrity that I've set for myself. I am a woman who needed permission to be herself because I've spent so long being a dutiful person, albeit a rebel in my own regard, because there was no way anybody else was going to tell me what to do. Who the hell are you? Why do you think you have that kind of authority when I don't even listen to my own father? If I don't give the man that, you know, helped to create my life the respect, why would I give it to you? I was the problem. I never allowed anybody to prove themselves because I automatically placed them where they needed to be in my scope of vision. Until I couldn't. Until I was placed into a position where my energy wasn't as strong as the other person's. They were able to shut me down, shut me up. And it's because there are those that just are a commanding presence. And I recognize I'm still that obedient woman. And I love that for me. To sit here on this stage and know that I am walking in the energy that I am married because my husband is on his way. To know the rules that I have placed upon myself are going to align with his rules because I'm already knowing what they are. I am a wife in training. And I wear that badge with honor because I had to humble myself to get here. I had to lay upon whatever pride I have so it didn't come through. Because I am better than I'm presenting, and I am no longer willing to present the image that I've been. When I created the title, You Don't Represent Me, it was with regards to this particular person that I witness on Instagram. I've watched them bring chaos to their life and hold everybody else accountable. The poster child of lack of accountability is what I called them. And when I called them that, they blocked me. And I continued to still see their fall. All from a lack of accountability, an ownership, a recognition that we can't keep doing the same behaviors and expecting a different result. I'm taking that to heart. I had somebody tell me yesterday that I was special. I felt that for a long time, right? Something was unique with me. I didn't quite understand what was unique with me because of my propensity to maintain relationships that others found should have just been cut off, ended. Why are you still friends with them? It doesn't make any sense. It's because it's not meant to make sense to others. It's not their story. I accept that. No harm, no foul. They told me that I'm unique because of my ability to recognize when I am mentally in a bad space. In the sense of, and I'm paraphrasing because the true essence of the conversation can never be recaptured, but knowing I was in a psychosis and pulling myself out of it. Recognizing when I go into depression and pulling myself out of it. My uniqueness is my ability to save myself. And I continue to do that day in and day out. Because I'm just now learning how to be me. I am so grateful to Dimitri. He woke me up. His love was able to reach me in a place that nobody had reached me before. And because he woke me up, I was able to trust. And so I spoke out loud this trust, and it still carries to this day. Because it's important. And then the recognition and just the beautiful friendship of my counsel. No mirages, no masks. If I am crying and upset, I can share that without fear of judgment, without fear of being told that I cry too much to get over it, because they recognize that that's what I'm doing, is getting over it by going through it and not just pushing it away, because they took the time to get to know me, because that's what love is. I sit here with you guys today to say that I had love all wrong. I still possess it. I still believe in its magic. But I don't really recognize what things are until I feel them. And for the first time with Merlin, I feel love. The consideration to ensure that even if it is a super delay in response, I know the message is coming because he loves me. And there is no obligation for that. I don't have to bribe him in any capacity. And that's what I had been doing for the last 30 years by sharing my pictures, my naked pictures with other people. Not realizing that I was stealing opportunity for somebody else to feel special by sending them these pictures. And I may have realized that pretty early on without really recognizing the true intent behind the action. In my reflection, I recalled a story. Something that I kind of buried, because it's one of those stories that, yeah, it's a memory, but it's just a memory. This one is important, though. At least to my story. When I was younger, I had been gifted this sweatshirt. And over it were all these teddy bears. It was the ugliest sweatshirt I had ever seen. I, at that time, was really trying to fit in, and all the girls had the cute clothes. I had the hand-me-downs. The Home Shopping Network rejected items. And that's what this sweatshirt was. It had come from the Home Shopping Network. So I was made to put it on, and everybody and the older people were like, oh, you're so cute. Oh, my goodness, you should just get it. Nope. So I inherited the nickname Teddy Bear. I loathed that nickname because they used it to tease me. And then I met 623. 623... called me his teddy bear. And of course, it changed the whole dynamic of it, right? Suddenly it was a term of endearment, and he had taken, let me rewrite my story. I had allowed him to help me change it, take back the power. So when it became a term of endearment, I embraced it. And so he was the only one to call me teddy bear. But it was something that I held on to, part of the mask that I carried for all these years. It became an anchor spot. So because of the way that I see things now, I recognize that the man in the story is just a character, a chess piece, if you will. But that point in time became important to me because it was an arc in my story, a defining moment for me. And over the course of time, over the years, I learned how to draw a teddy bear. Just one. It's silly. It's childlike in its true essence. Yet it is a true piece of who I am. A piece of me that not many people get. I have not personalized many drawings of this. And so I had created a way to show people who I deemed important just how special they were to me. I've only drawn that bear once in the last decade. Because only one person reached me in the space of that teddy bear energy. Why is this story relevant? Because it's very important for me to show people how much I appreciate them. And even as I was fighting to come up out of this mask and really take accountability for everything I've done over the last 3 decades, I still wanted to send out signals to say, hey, I'm coming. I'm here. I hear you. I recognize what you're saying to me. Just have patience with me. Give me time to reach you. And then things change. The narrative was, we are better than these people. And then, due to the lessons required, only one of us managed to get out. And that's the beauty of love. The recognition that it's not going to go your way. Love is messy. No, love is not messy. We as humans are messy. Love just is. To fall in love is to be part of the human experience. To dive deep into the essence of who you are, and by extension, who they are, because they are you and you are them, and together you are fluid. That's what I'm working on. That's where I'm headed. And that's what I am working on learning now. I'm a learner. That's a strange way to say that. I am a student. And I am a teacher. Because you have to be the change you want to see. And I am willing to stand up in front of a crowd and fall on my sword and admit when I'm wrong. And I've been wrong. I've been blaming everybody else for feeling as if I wasn't included, that I didn't belong. And I may not belong, but it's at no fault of anybody else. It's because I don't belong. Just because I have the ability to walk in the room doesn't mean that I am supposed to. And I recognize that now too. It's okay to observe. Having something to say versus just saying something. The lessons that I actually listened to, because I know that they were given with the intent for me to be better, even if the outcome may not be yet what I expected it to be. I'm not what I've presented myself to be. I am a modest person. I believe in being considerate. I believe in holding myself accountable. And I carry compassion. Because that's my weapon of choice. Yet my compassion has thorns. Because I mean, come on. My name is Goddess to a Demon. I embrace the darkness. That is where I find my home. I don't want to fit in a perfect society, I would at least be able to hold audience, to at least be heard, to not be seen as the alien, especially because the people that see me as such are the same people who would have absolutely loved me 2 years ago. I'm having the conflicts I'm having because I've changed. The remedial doesn't excite me anymore. The mundane, the atypical human experience is no longer my experience. I don't care what P. Diddy did to Meek Mill. I care about how Justin Bieber is recovering from what he experienced. Because that's where the strength is. That's where the power is. And that is where growth begins. I run into the fire. Because that's how I learn to help heal the wounds created by those in the fray. I speak the way I speak. I don't know why. I am often teased about my vocabulary in playful humor, of course. I articulate the way that I do to ensure that there's a clear enunciation. I have a choir background, you know, and that's important to me. Yet I also need to realize that it could cause others to feel some kind of way. And to that, I say, take that up with your demons, not me. I stand here to say I will not succumb to the pressures of others to change who I am, to make them comfortable. That's not my job. If you're taking conflict with me, do some self-reflection. We don't have to like each other. Correction. You don't have to like me. I don't dislike or like you. So it's okay. It's a balance. Don't disrespect me, though. Don't throw those little side barbs, because I'm going to catch them. And I believe in truth. I do. And sometimes people don't want their truths to be known, which is where shadow work comes in. So as I'm being teased, or jokes made fun of that may cause me to feel some kind of way, I embrace those now. They're making me stronger. They're giving me the ability to develop my own Kevlar. Unpenetratable. And the only person who will be completely protected by that will be my husband. Self-zoology is the art of learning to take accountability for yourself. Nobody else put you here but you. It doesn't disqualify what you went through, though. Only those who are meant to hear the message will hear it. And I no longer hold responsibility for those who may find fault in it. That's not my job to prove myself to you. Not anymore. I've absolved myself of that responsibility. That was amazing. I was never taught how to be. I was just expected to be. I am now doing it out of order. So, it's a whole new world out there. And I'm excited to learn who I am in that world. Even if it ruffles a few feathers. And if I feel that I've overstepped, I can apologize for that. But recognize, I make the determination on the apologies. There will be no more. You owe them an apology because of your behavior. Not to me. Absolutely not. But that is something that can be delved deeper into on another day. For now, I'm saying, you don't represent me. And that's because I've recognized myself in you. And I've eliminated what I saw as a weakness. That sounds all bad. It's not an elimination of weakness. It's just a reinforcement, and it's been added to the clip. Ready at a moment's notice. I never know if any of my shows land or if they're truly being heard. I am a poster and forgetter kind of podcaster. I'm not driven by the number because sometimes the message is just for me. It's not even for the listener. It's for me to get the energy off my chest So that way I'm not holding on to it because, again, I go through it. I don't just get over it. I'm unique, and I love that for me. And I have the ability to ensure that I can show somebody how special they are, even if the action itself may not be seen as such in their eyes. But that's okay. We don't do what we do for others. We do it for ourselves because it's ingrained in us. Oh, another day of ramblings from Goddess. I won't make any promises. I'm still not sure who I am. And I'm okay with that. It's lonely, but I need it to be. And I'm so appreciative and full of gratitude for everything that's happened for me, not to me. This last year has been a blessing, not the loss that I originally coined it to be. And to the bestest, I love you. I see you doing great things. I'm watching. I'm so proud of you. And to everybody else, thank you so much for waking up today. I love you. And be nice. It's easy.
Soft words and harsh truths. You got issues, I got issues, we all do.